Welcome everyone to the BX Sports Jedi Network and this impromptu video of MMA Weekly. And today I want to do a video talking about the big news that happened the last 24 hours. So last night, Dana White at 1 a.m. revealed that John Jones tore his pec. He was doing wrestling training and he was trying to go for a takedown and he tore his pec. And Dana White showed the video of it and Dana White mentioned that John Jones is going to be out for about 8 months. So With that being said, John Jones is not going to obviously main event UFC 295 in Madison Square Garden, which is in 2 weeks from Saturday. So John's out of the main event, and we got a new main event, which is Alex Pereira versus Yuri Prochazka for the light heavyweight championship. That was originally a co-main event, and it's a great main event too, considering that's a fight I think most people were excited about on that card, including myself. I was the most excited for that fight. And now we're getting that fight for the main event. Awesome. Good job, UFC, putting that fight on the card anyway, just in case something like this happened. So you got a good main event in case anything happened to the original main event of Stipe and John Jones, which obviously John Jones got hurt. So he's going to be gone till the summer, basically. Probably won't see John Jones back to what? International Fight Week in July. So, yeah. Sucks for John Jones. Hopefully he's sick and recover so we can see him fight again. Despite all his issues and how he is as a person, he's a great fighter. In my opinion, the best fighter to ever do it in MMA history, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, sucks for John Jones and sucks for Stipe because he's probably looking forward to fighting for his belt, try to get his belt back, considering Stipe's last fight was where he lost the title to Francis Ngannou 2 years ago. Hasn't fought since. So it's been a minute since we've seen Stipe Miocic. So for him, it sucks. He lost the opportunity to be a champion again, and now he's gonna have to wait. Although I don't think I don't like the idea of Stipe waiting, of just sitting around waiting for John Jones to fight for the belt again. Considering Stipe hasn't fought in 2 years, and actually March will be 3 years, so the chance Stipe won't fight for 3 years before, crazy to think about. It'll be 3 years before Stipe fights again, and that's just like absurd. Been that long, and to me, it's like I understand you defend the belt, you know, three times your first reign, which is the most in heavyweight history, and then you defend it again, you know, your second reign. So you have four total title defenses, which I think might be the most in UFC history in terms of heavyweights. I could be wrong, but same time, it's like, you haven't exactly beat anybody. You have these guys who are putting the work in, who are actually exciting, doing the work, making names for themselves, very deserving of title fights in both Tom Aspinall and Sergey Pavlovich, which is the co-main event, the new co-main event for the interim heavyweight belts for UFC 295. And I'll talk more about that matchup later. But still, I just want to talk about Stipe and John Jones and Dana White thing real quick before I talk about Sergey and Tom Aspinall. But hang on. Oh, sorry there. Need a cough there, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, I understand Stipe, the legend, Hall of Famer, one of the greats. In my opinion, second greatest heavyweight in MMA history behind Fedor Emelianenko. But with that being said, I don't think Stipe is really deserving of a title fight, despite his resume, because of 2 year layoff. And plus, a lot of us believe he's gonna get beat up by John Jones anyway, because of the fact that. Yeah, Stipe, I understand Stipe's got great boxing, good wrestling, you know, but he's very athletic, but at the same time, John's more athletic. John, I feel like, more ways to win with elbows, knees, kicks, and in, you know, wrestling. I think his wrestling, he might be a better MMA wrestler than Stipe Miocic is. Actually, I think he is better one to me. He's using more than Stipe's done in his fights. Like, he's better at that than Stipe is, in my opinion. I think he'll beat up Stipe. That's why I personally thought that he was going to destroy Stipe, because of the layoff, plus everything I mentioned with the athleticism, better wrestling, more ways to beat you, finish you, especially with his knees and elbows and stuff like that, and his kicks too. I thought, man, a lot of us in the MMA community thought that John Jones was going to destroy Stipe, basically, finish him. That's just my opinion. I still feel that way going if they do rematch. I mean, not rematch. If the UFC does rebook it, which I say if. It seems like UFC is positive of doing it, because Dana White did a post-fight media scrum for the Power Slap, and they asked him about this whole heavyweight situation, and he said they want to rebook the fight. And because of the fact it's two legends and, you know, fans want to see it, which, yeah, some fans do, but I feel like most of us fans are – I feel like more fans are more on my side, where they're not super excited to see it as much. I mean, it's cool seeing two legends fight each other, the greatest UFC heavyweight versus the greatest light heavyweight, UFC light heavyweight. And in a lot of people's minds, including myself, the greatest fighter of all time, John Jones, that is, I'm talking about, fighting, John Jones fighting Stipe, the greatest heavyweight of all time in UFC, fighting each other. But it's like, I feel like if this would have taken place 2019 or 2020, or even early 2021, before Stipe lost to Francis Ngannou, it would have been more exciting. We would have been more excited for it just because Stipe would have been more, he wouldn't have had the long layoff. He wouldn't be as old. Although, to be fair, you can be in your early 40s and still be a great fighter in heavyweight. Heavyweight division is the one division where you can be late 30s, early 40s, still be a contender, still be a champion-level fighter compared to, like, flyweight, featherweight, bantamweight, etc. But still, he is older. He's 41, about to turn 42. Long layoff. Plus, he's a firefighter, full-time one, in which we know firefighter job can be stressful and, very busy, blue-collar job. Plus, they work long shifts, too. They usually work at, 12-hour shifts, I believe, or something like that. If anyone's a firefighter, let me know, because I'm not sure. So, I mean, I don't want to shit on the fight too much, because it's a cool matchup. It's just that it's not the rightful guy fighting for the championship. And it's just like, if Stevie didn't have the long layoff, and he actually had a fight in the meantime, and looked good, then I'd be more excited. That's what, I personally don't agree with the UFC's decision to rebook the fight, but I guess they want to do it. I honestly thought that usually the UFC, they like to do is when they know a guy like John Jones, who did mention after beating Cyril Gane that he's going to retire, fight Stipe and retire. They usually like to put the guy who's retiring against a young upcoming fighter. So that way, a young upcoming fighter does beat the legend who's retiring. The young upcoming fighter can build his name off that person. UFC has another star. And, it's risky because obviously this is in pro wrestling. The young upcoming fighter could lose. And then next thing you know, the guy retires, the legend, and then then you gotta find who can replace the legend, who can fight for the belt, etc. And it's gonna feel weird considering the guy left on top, and then it's like the guy's a champ. It's like, ooh, he really the champ? I mean, yeah, he's a champ, but he didn't beat the champion. There's that dynamic, etc. And I'm surprised. I thought the winner of Aspinall and Pavlovich would be fighting. You normally would think they would be fighting John Jones next, but it looks like it's not the case. But who knows? We'll see. MMA is unpredictable. I mean, we thought the winner of Hamza and freaking Usman was going to fight Sean Strickland next, no matter what. But it looks like that's not going to be the case either. If you look at Hamza's middleweight rankings and the fact he has an injured hand. So, which I'll talk about that in my UFC 294 reaction video. But let's talk about Sergey Pavlovich and Tom Aspinall, because that's the fight that's taking place for the interim heavyweight title. And I'm excited as fuck for that fight, because Tom Aspinall is one of my favorite fighters in the roster, and Sergey Pavlovich is slowly becoming one of my favorites. I mean, I like them both. I'm more of an Aspinall guy than I am a Pavlovich guy, but it's not by much. I like both guys, and they're both exciting. I mean, these guys, their fights do not last long. I forgot. I was trying to look at the average fight time for both of them. I saw something. I think both guys is like over 2 minutes or some crazy stat like that. I mean, Sergey Pavlovich has 6 victories in a row, all by first round knockouts. Insane, just crazy what Pavlovich has done. The guy's starting to cement himself as one of the greatest power punchers in UFC history. He's up there with Mark Hunt, Derek Lewis, and Francis Ngannou for the most devastating punchers in the history of the UFC. Also, Shane Carwin, too, was also another guy like that who had like a streak himself, first round finishes as well. And Pavlovich, I believe his last 7 victories are actually his last 7 victories, I looked it up, are all by first round finishes. And then Tom Aspinall, who's got he's got 6 victories in UFC, all but one are first round finishes. The only one that was not a first round finish was the fight with Andre Arlovski, which went to the second round. But it was early second round, he submitted him. He took him down and just got rear-naked, choked him, and submitted him quickly in that second round, if you watch that fight. And Tom Aspinall's got about 2 submission victories and 4 knockouts. And both guys are coming off knockout victories in the first round. Aspinall's coming off that TKO victory with Marcin Tybura back in July in London. And I believe it was 1:30. It was under 2 minutes, I remember, that fight with Marcin Tybura where he knocked him out. TKO him. I think it was TKO. It was knockout or TKO. I don't remember. You get what I mean. He finished Tybura with strikes. He dropped in, just ground and pound him until the rest stopped. And then Sergey Pavlovich come off that impressive first-round victory, knockout victory over Curtis Blaydes back in April, and where he stuffed some takedowns. He stuffed about, I believe, one or two takedowns. I know Blaydes went for a takedown. He stuffed that one. I think Blaydes went for another one and stuffed it too. So I believe he stuffed two takedowns in that fight, if my memory serves me correctly. Yeah, and that's important. I'll mention that later why. So both guys are hot as ever. The two up younger guys in the heavyweight division. These are guys who feel like they're gonna rule the heavyweight division for the next 5-6 years, probably 10 years, basically. These two, man, I'm so pumped, man. I have these two were gonna fight eventually. I just thought it was gonna be for the actual heavyweight belt, not the interim belt. But man, it's an exciting fight. I can't wait for this fight to take place. Woo, let's go. Now, who I think's gonna win? This is tough. I'm like, I it's like I'm 50-50 with this. Part of me thinks, oh, Pavlovich is gonna win, but then part of me like Aspinall is gonna win. But with that being said, I think Tom Aspinall, now I thought about it for a while, you know, throughout the whole day, you know, thinking about the fight. I'm going with Tom Aspinall. I'm not fully confident. I'm like 55-45 leaning towards Tom Aspinall, if that makes sense. The reason why I'm saying that is because Aspinall has shown more ways to win than Pavlovich has, in my opinion. Aspinall has showcased his wrestling. He can take guys down and submit them like he did with Arlovski and Alexander Volkov more impressively back in March of last year. And I feel like he has more ways to win. And plus, I feel like with short notice, it might benefit Aspinall, it being short notice. Whereas if this fight was a full training camp, I would have probably leaned towards Pavlovich. And the reason why I say it is because, for those of you who don't remember, Sergey Pavlovich made his UFC debut back in 2018 against Alistair Overeem in a fight he lost. That's his only loss of his career, and that's the only, yeah, his only loss of his whole MMA career, not just UFC, but his MMA career. And if you remember that fight, Alistair Overeem used grappling and a lot of grappling to dominate Sergey and to frustrate him. And he used a lot of trips to trip over Sergey Pavlovich, and which made it possible for him to land those knees that hurt Pavlovich that knocked him out or TKO'd him. I know he got finished by Overeem in that fight. Now, the one thing about that fight was Sergey took that fight on short notice. It wasn't a full training camp. That was a short notice fight for Sergey Pavlovich, and it did not work out for him. And in my opinion, Tom Aspinall is just as good as a grappler and wrestler as Alistair Overeem, if not maybe a more better wrestler than Alistair Overeem. Now, submission game, Overeem and him, who knows who's the better submission guy? I'll say Tom Aspinall could be proven to be better than Overeem, considering he has a whole career ahead of him while Overeem's retired, basically. But I feel like Tom Aspinall might be the better wrestler, grappler for offensive grappling that's not submission based, if that makes sense, if you get what I'm catching at. And I feel like he's better than Overeem there, and the fact that short notice, it might hurt Sergey Pavlovich, because the thing is, Sergey Pavlovich does have a sambo background. He does. And he saw in the fight with Curtis Blaydes, he was stuck Blaydes' takedowns. We know Blaydes is an All-American wrestler, credential wrestler, one of the best wrestlers, probably the best wrestler in the heavyweight division, and probably one of the best wrestlers in the UFC currently. When he decides to use his wrestling, he's pretty damn good at it. And Blaydes wasn't able to land a single takedown on Pavlovich. And Pavlovich was stuffed them on a full training camp. I feel like the fact that this fight's not full training camp, but instead it's going to be a short notice fight. And we saw the last time he took a short notice fight, how it backfired on him against Overeem with wrestling and grappling, which in my opinion, Aspinall might be the better wrestler grappler than Pavlovich is. I mean, not Pavlovich, Overeem is offensively just a better offensive wrestler than Overeem is. And the fact that it's short notice, by which I won't have enough time to prepare for him, and to me, it seems like a bad recipe for Sergey Pavlovich. I think Aspinall's going to finish him probably in the first round. I think he'll submit Sergey Pavlovich personally. I think it's going to be a first-round submission. This fight's not going to last long. These two guys finish their opponents quick. They're very quick in terms of time to spend in the octagon. And this fight is not going to last past the first round. I'll be shocked as fuck if this fight goes past the first round. Just me personally. But I got Aspinall in the I think he's gonna get a first round submission, and he's gonna be a new interim champ. And Bryn's gonna and it's gonna be one step for a British heavyweight championship. And you know what? Now I think about it, I can see Asma probably defend that belt. You know, he shouldn't, but he can probably, he might defend an interim heavyweight belt considering they're probably going to go back to London, what, March? They should go back to London in March like they did this past year and last year. So, and plus, they're probably going to want to have him on that card because who knows if Leon's going to be able to make it. He probably won't be able to make it in March, Leon Edwards, if they do go to London in March. Even if he beats Kobe Covington, who knows if he's going to be able to turn around and fight that quickly. So, if he plans on going back to London or England in March, they definitely, and Aspinall's the champion, they're probably going to want to defend that belt. And Aspinall might defend that belt. He'd be willing to, it seems like, considering he spent a whole year on the shelf because of injury. And Aspinall did, if I remember, I think he said he wanted to be active too. So we can see a more active Tom Aspinall in the meantime, fight, you know, win this fight in November, fight in March, and maybe after that, wait for the winner of Stipe and Jones. Which I know that wouldn't be him being active. Although if he does, you know, win his fight in November, fight in March, that'd be three fights within less than like 12-month calendar span. Because it'd be July this year, November, and March. So you get what I mean. I'm starting to say it here. But yeah, do I think Sergey could catch Tom Aspinall and drop him, knock him out? Yeah, I think he can. Especially if Tom Aspinall goes at Sergey Pavlovich, which is going to have to try to take him down, in my opinion. He's gonna have to do that because I don't think. I mean, unless he gets time a counter takedown to Sergey, Sergey comes at him. But I feel like if Aspinall's gonna take Sergey down, he's gonna have to go after him and try to get a hold of him and take him down. Me personally, and who knows, maybe Pavlovich might catch him with uppercut or something that could drop him because Pavlovich does have 84 inch reach advantage, which is the longest in the UFC, tied with John Jones. That's something to watch out for. But yeah, I think Aspinall is going to win first round submission just because of the fact that better offensive wrestler than Overeem, in my opinion, might be a better grappler than Overeem. We'll just wait and see. But I know Overeem's known for striking, but Overeem did have a lot of submissions in his career. And I think he was a black belt at one point. I could be wrong about the black belt part, but I know he had a lot of submissions in his career. And when he needed to use grappling, he did use grappling and use it effectively. Overeem did. So, yeah, better offensive wrestler Overeem, might be a better grappler overall, submission guy in Overeem. And this is a short-notice fight, and last time Sergey took a short-notice fight, again, it was against Overeem. Overeem was able to use his wrestling and grappling to frustrate Pavlovich and led to Pavlovich being finished in his fight, his only loss of the career. And I feel like it's going to happen here. Like I said, if this was a full camp, I might lean towards Sergey, but who knows? I could be proven wrong. Anyway, that's my preview. That's my preview of the Aspinall and Sergey Pavlovich fight. Who knows? My opinion might change if we get closer to the fight once I do the preview video. Maybe I watch both guys a little bit more. Both guys. My opinion might change. Who knows? But yeah, that's like I said. This is what I think of the fight. My excitement level is on 10. I cannot wait for November 11th to come. Let's fucking go. I don't want to yell too much, scream too much, because it's 3 a.m. in night. It's 3 a.m. where I'm recording this video. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for watching and listening. Give this video a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe. And let me know who you think is going to win the fight between Sergey and Tom Aspinall. And also, do you agree with the UFC's decision to rebook Stipe and John Jones? Do you or do you not? Tell me why. And also, who do you think would have won anyway? And who do you think is going to win anyway between Stipe and John Jones? Let me know. Appreciate the love and support you guys give me. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you next time, and peace.